Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, Luke chapter 24 verses 1-8. And Jesus said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then Jesus opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and Jesus said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem, until you shall be endued with power from on high. Luke chapter 24, 44-49. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus Christ is not in the grave, he is risen. The resurrection is not a symbol, it is a fact. The women saw the empty tomb, and the angels declared it. The disciples met the risen Lord, who confirmed that everything written about him had to come to pass, the suffering, the cross, and the resurrection on the third day. This was no accident, it was God's plan from the beginning. The world must know that death has been defeated, that sins can be forgiven, and that salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone. Now the risen Christ gives a clear command, that repentance and forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name to all nations. The message is not private, and the mission is not optional. You have heard the truth. You are accountable to it. He has risen, and he is coming again. So turn from sin. Believe in him. And be part of the mission that began at an empty tomb.